So we have only two foreign lessons before us. I'm not counting this lecture. So we are almost on the finish. We are waiting for guest lecture. And before I'm going to starting about the lecture today, I would like to thank you for sending obligatory scope gave. I would like to thank you for sending evaluating schema. I know it was maybe something not you are not used to do in each subject. Maybe it was something new because you should choose the scale to evaluate something about from 1 to 10. Maybe I'm a little bit sorry about this because in my country it's really normal to using scales and evaluate according some numbers and from the basic schools. So maybe I was a little bit thinking my way, and maybe I should change a little bit thinking on your way, a type of Norway. But I think it's good you can mix this culture differences and find sometimes different way of thinking, not just what is typical for this culture, what is typical for this culture. But this evaluating is just not that it is the decision about the quality of obligatory obgave. Me and Aris should decide it if this obligatory obgave is good or not, and if there will be gushent or ikke gushent. This is like the support for me, and also it is like for you trying to know other work, and you can compare your work with other students, like compare the quality between these two. It's like trying to evaluate somebody's work because you have like the same obligatory scope gave. So don't be stressed. And this evaluation I will send only to the person who was evaluated. It will be not open for everybody. So he was evaluating one and your work was evaluated from others. So you are going to get this evaluation. Before I was thinking not doing this transparent. And then I was thinking maybe it's much more not like objective, but more human, how to say, to be transparent, to know who was writing the work and who was evaluating the work. You can then discuss if you agree or disagree with the evaluation if you meet together. But this evaluation is not like that. If you was a little bit sad about the obligatory scope gave, it's not you. I should make the decision about the quality of obligatory scope gave. And at the beginning, in our plan, I was sending you that you will know about your obligatory scope gave on Friday, on this Friday, 11. But I was, before, I was thinking I will able to evaluate and treat everything, but I'm not able to read it, everything, to the Friday. So probably it will be Monday or Tuesday I will be finished with this. But I will, if I will read your obligatory scope gave, I will then use it, like put it on your front end, this evaluating schema from your colleague, and then write like comments from me and put like gushent po good way eller what is more. So if I'm finished with your, I will just do it from Friday till I hope Tuesday, which each obligatory scope gave. So I'm sorry about this. Before I was thinking I'm able to do it much more faster, but I'm not. I'm not able to do this so much faster, and I would like to read it, this obligatory scope gave. Okay, so it was a little bit about practical things. Last lecture, we were speaking about some new terms like sustainable investment, social business, creating share value, fair trade, and greenwashing. We have like only three seminars before us. This Friday, I'm going to spend a little bit time with ethical dilemmas, going back to this plicht ethic or this type of ethics which we was doing according to this book. And then we have like the presentation of some obligatory scope gave. I'm going to send probably on Monday emails to these groups if they would like to present their obligatory scope gave. So if I will have these students, we will have this obligatory this obgave and presentation. It's not like that you have to, but I would like to invite the students which their obligatory obgave are interesting or something new was inside. So I will invite these people on Monday through the emails, and they said we would like to present our work. It's not that you have to, but I would like have like the presentation of maybe 4-5 obligatory obgave on Friday 18 of November. But it's up to you. If I send them these groups emails and nobody say we don't want, I don't want to push you, but I would like to have like obligatory obgave presentation. 25th of November, there will be like preparation for exam with Aris and me. Okay, and let's go to this today lecture. And I said that for today I decided to use one historical example. It is an example from my country, from Czech Republic. But if we are going through this example, you find out that it is not just a case from one country. It is like international example. But maybe no, like now you didn't know this brand. But maybe after this, it will be a little bit interesting maybe for you. You will try to know, find more information about this company and the concept, how they was doing the things in a lot of years ago. It was not know about the social responsibility, corporate share value, and so on. So let's start. Is there anybody who knows this company? Batya company? Like shoe company? No. This is what I was thinking. But it's okay. So this is like the story of a shoe company, which started in 1876. The founder of this company was born, but actually the company is starting 1894. And how does it start? In these days, in these old ages, everybody was having shoes. It was like nature. But the shoes was normally doing by the leather, from textile or plastic and what we know now. And this man was deciding to starting his business and discover new type of shoes, which are not making from leather, but from the textile. Completely different type of shoes. Because before, you have like one shoes, and you was using these shoes maybe 10 years, and if there was broken, you just go and try to repair. And if the shoe was small, the shoes just going to your brother or to sister and so on. But he came with idea that it's not necessary to have like just one or two pairs of shoes. It's much more nicer if you can have more shoes which don't have so long life like the shoes from the leather. And he came with this idea of changing the type of shoes. And also he came with the idea because before it was very normal that there was like the shoes with one size from left left foot and one size for right foot. But he said, no, we should make it different. And he's starting his business in 1895 with 50 employees. And you can see that his idea was very interesting for market. And he growing in 1931 with 29,000 of employees. And then you can see some numbers from the production. And here I put like the first picture of the shoe. How does it look like? And it was 1897, the shoe from the textile. But why I am using this company as an example? I am using this company as an example because this company was not doing just the business, but the owner was thinking about the people and about the community. He was not thinking about environment. In these days, nobody was thinking about climate changes and anything like that. But he was thinking about people and social life. And how and why he must thinking about this? Because he's starting in his business in one village with 50 employees. And after a few years, In this village was more than 30,000 employees. So he had to build city. He had to build houses. He had to build hospitals. He has to build community. So it is like the example, like the company built the city around the factory. And his progress was also supported by some occasions. His first production of the shoes was sending to, because it was before the First World War, there was like the possibility to put the shoes for, what is the name? Army. So he made the business, like for the first, to put the shoes for the army before the First World War. And after that, things happened, he was growing. But then after the First World War came the ages when the devaluation of currency came in, and he was almost losing everything because the prices was going up and nobody would like to buy the shoes what he was producing. And he was saying, okay, we should do it a little bit different way. Nobody would like to buy the shoes because nobody have the money for the shoes, so we should go with the price down. And he decided in one day to cut the price in 50% of the price. And he was not able to do this without employees, because he said to the employees, I don't want to leave you. I don't want to give you back. But we are in the times that nobody would like to buy our shoes, and I have to cut the price about 50%. And he said, if I will do it, I have to cut your wages at 50%. But the employees was not squeaking, we don't want to cut wages after 50%, because they was feeling that they are probably going to lose the job. So they said, okay, we are going to cut our wages after at 50%. And he said, if I cut your wages at 50%, I give you something different. I give you, for example, food. And he building like the public food place and give them food free of charge just to reach his aim to cut the prices of the shoes. And this decision helps the company, and they starting to grow because nobody was able to cut the prices of the product at 50%. And after that, he came with the idea. It was 1925, that he don't want to call his employees like employees, that he would like to call them like co-workers and making them like the entrepreneurs, not be like the normal employees and working for the company. And he came with the concept that he divided his production in very small working groups. And these small working groups was responsible for what they are doing. So they was responsible for profit, and also they were responsible for the loss. And he said, if we everybody working like entrepreneurs, like co-workers, we can work much more effective. And it was, the decision was like that if we was working in this group of co-workers or this group of people, and you as a group were successful and making the profit, you can get the money from this profit like a normal worker. And if you were working together and you were making the loss, your boss was paying the loss of your, like, the department. So he came with this organization strategy that everybody should be responsible for making profit and also should be responsible for the loss. And it was very effective according to employees, because if you were working in this group and you find out that somebody from the group is making a lot of loss, losing the money, the group said, we don't want you anymore here, and they try to get new employees in this group. And if the group was successful, they can hire more and growing. And he was trying to apply this model not only for workers, but also for middle management and in higher management. And for example, he has like the strategy for purchasing. For example, if he said that if it was, for example, about the prices of some product, like about the leather. If you said that you are able to buy the leather for this price, like the purchaser, oh my God, it's horrible, this one. He said, I'm trying to change this because it's not horrible. It's not possible to hear. Sorry. Let's see if it will be better. Okay. And he said to the purchaser, if you are going to buy the material for this price, it's okay. But if you buy the material for lower price, you have to pay the distance between from your pocket. And if you buy the raw material for like price a little bit which is down, you can get this distance, what is here, just to your pocket. So he was very concerning about planning. He said, you should buy this material for this price. And if you didn't buy this for this price, you can use your money to give it to the company. And all, if you buy for the lower price, you can get this money to your company. So he tried to say to employees, we are making this company together. And you should be responsible for the profit and for the loss of the company as a whole. So it was like the concept of this local workshops and sharing the profit each group of employees together. And as I said, he was concerning about planning. But he was not concerning just about the planning in the company, but he was very interesting about the planning of life of his employees. Now it seems that it's not possible, but he had like planning plans for each employee. Each employee had like the planning book, and each employee should write how much I would like to earn in this year and what I would like to do with this money which I am earning here in the company. Now it seems to be horrible that some your employee tell you how would like to use your money. But in this day, he tried to motivate people to reach their private aims because he was thinking if you are satisfied with your private life, you are satisfied with your working life. But in these days, it sounds a little bit crazy, this way of thinking. And also, he was using this planning also for health. If he said that somebody is not going well with the health, he said, you should do something with this. If you're not, you should not working in my company. So again, it's a little bit strict, but he did. He did according to his system. Now I'm going more to the social part because this profit part and sharing profit and making the local group was more about this economy part, how to make the business together. And in the social part, he was concerning very much about people in their health and how they are living. And also it was like the first company in these days which starting working only 5 days, not 6 days, what was like the normal. And also according to the health, he has like health care for employees. Employees should go for prevent health checking. And he was checking the health of employees. And you know, it was year 1995, 1930, so it was something what was nobody was taking care about the health of any employees. And as I said, he built houses and hospitals, like built whole cities around the factory. And what is interesting that he also was thinking about the food, how the people eating during their working. And he was the man which starting, and what we still have in our country, like hot lunches during the working time. In Czech Republic, it's normal that you have like hot food from the kindergarten to your job, and it's supported by your school or by your employer. It's normal, it's standard. And he starting with this and prepare and building like the canteen for the workers, which he had. But what was interesting that not everybody can eat the same food. He was thinking which type of group of people can eat which type of food. Because he was thinking that people which working with hands, they need more meat, more nutrition food. And people which they are just sitting in the offices, they don't need so much. So he had like the special food for each groups of employees. Now, again, it seems horrible thinking like that you are not able to choose what you want. But in this day, he was thinking that he need to have like healthy people. And it is because of the good food. And he was thinking not just about food, but about the culture and building some new, it was like cinemas and so on. But interesting thing was about the pension insurance. Because in these days, there was no state social system about the pensions. Normally, everybody who was taking the care about old was like the family. And he said, I don't want my employees that somebody should take care about them after they working, so for example, 20 or 30 years with me. And he prepared like the pension fund in his company. And it works like that you as an employee should put some money from your wage to the company fund, and company was using this money for reaching the new targets and making the profits. And you as an employee, if you are going to the pensions, he was getting some part from this money, and he put like 10% interest in the money which you use in the company. So this type of insurance was something unique, and it was not possible to have something like that. But it was clever. It was clever because he, as an entrepreneur, having like the money which he can use, and it was not from the bank, it was from their employees. And employees were happy because they are getting 10% interest from this money. So he was also thinking about this way of how to make an old insurance for his employees. Here I put some pictures. It is like the town he built up. You can see these houses, and you can see the picture now. It's from the city now, how it look like. People still living in this type of houses, but I will tell you what happened with the company after that. And it is like how the house was look like. So it was like what he was doing for people in the village when he started his business. But because he was starting growing, and it was not enough to have like the shoes for just for Czech Republic or for Europe, and he was starting to finding new markets, Africa, India, America, and so on. And he was trying to make something what we can call now this creating share value, because he came with the idea that shoes need everybody in the world, and not everybody is using the shoes, because in 1925 was a lot of countries, Africa, India, and so they didn't use any shoes, or maybe shoes with not good quality. So he decided to come to these countries, learning the people wearing the shoes and using the shoes in everyday life. So it was like the example of what we can call today this corporate share value. He would like to make the social impact in the business level, in the business case. And it starting happened, and it was very successful. And he trying to apply the same concept of the factory and village around in some different parts of the world. And here I put the villages which became from this type of concept. And you can see there is one village in France, in India, in Brazil, Java in Canada. And they are still alive, these villages, but not from the Batya company, but just from others. And you can see that each village has the name of this company, like Batya Vile, Batya Nager, Batya Tuba, and so on. And in these days, people were thinking that there is not Czech Republic, but there is like the Batya Republic. And if you go to this type of countries, they sometimes using for shoes, not name like the shoes, but they call it like Batya, because it goes like from the history. And it was very successful. And he built this small factories around the towns and trying to making the shoes in this region, not just because of the economy, like the impact and social impact, but also because of the customs tariff. Because in 1929, starting coming like the customs, it means that the nations and states decided that they should be like the customs between the product which goes to the country. And he, because he built these factories and built these cities, he was not, he shouldn't pay the taxes, these customs, because of he was producing the product in these parts of world. So, and then everything was growing, everything was great and perfect, and he was reaching almost all world with the shoes. But in 1932, he died in one plane crash. So everybody was thinking that the company will be completely stopped. Nobody will continue. But it was not like that, because he had very strong management. And this management was able to do everything according to the company alone. It was not necessary to do anything more. Just company was living and continue. And in 1939, it was like 7 years after he was dead, they already have like 63 companies. And it was not just the shoes, because they starting to producing the shoes, and they're starting to finding that we would like to have this material, we need this, but nobody is able to give it to us like the supplier, so we should do it alone. And he had like also like companies which were concerning about like building the roads, building the houses, and so on. And he was selling his product more than in 30 countries and producing by the 60 million pairs per 1 year. So it was very huge company. And then what was happened? I know that everybody know that it came Second World War, and after Second World War, in Czech Republic starting communism, and this communist party came to this company and said, just give us knuckles, the company is not yours, the company goes to the nation. So the political system completely stopped the production in the Czech Republic just because one day, and they came and like still take everything, and whole company like managers should move from the Czech Republic, and the company starting whole life doing according to the Czech government. Nobody was taking the care what happened there. And the company as like the basic, they move to Canada, to Toronto, first in this Batya Vile in Canada, then to the Toronto, and starting business again using the factories which were all around the world, stop production in the Czech Republic and starting to reach. And it was very hard time for this company, but they survived. They didn't like stop the production and singing. And still the company is alive, is still working, and they are producing and selling shoes, not just shoes, also some textiles all around the world, but it is not so strong name how it was before, before these ages. But why I was using this case for you, it is the case which you can see that if there is like one entrepreneur, which he has like the strong aim to make like the profit or reach the some aims, but also he find out that he is not able to do it alone. He need people which helps him to reach this aim. And he was from the beginning thinking that I need the people which are well educated and which are health to reach my aim, and there is no state which can helps me educate people and health people, so I have to do it alone. And he also, because I was speaking a little bit about the health, but he also opened like schools for education, and these schools educate people just for his factory. And he had like the school which were divided like for men's and also for women's. It was like in these days was not so often that the girls going to the school and trying to reach some education, but he was making this different type of schools and try to give the people the possibility to grow and starting the business, because he tried to call them like the entrepreneurs starting this business in his company. And maybe you can, if you are interested, you can see on this web, because there are some information more about this concept in English. And I was a little bit discussing this type of companies which building like the cities around the company. And there are also some examples from Norway. The first example goes a little bit from the Raufoss, this Raufoss Park. And one example was, I didn't remember, was it like the Kongsberg or something like that? But I didn't have a time to read about the concept. So if you have any information now, do you know this? But which time of production, which type of production were there? Okay, so it was like this type of industry. It is like, and I was also checking that this is not like one example that around the company was building the whole city. There are more examples from the world, and maybe it will be interesting, maybe in your bachelor obgave, to find some this type of cities and how it was like with the development during these times and how it's happened now, how they are working, how it is living there, and like made some analysis and comparison. Maybe it could be interesting. But let's stop with this Batyashu company, but let's take it just historical example of company which was thinking a little bit different way, and they were a little bit successful about this way of thinking. But now we should have 10 minutes break. I'm stopping a little bit before. Okay. So 10 minutes break.
Okay, we can continue. I'm sorry, I forgot to tell you that I need to, like, 10-5 minutes before today's stop. I forgot at the beginning, so I'm sorry that it was not, like, correct. But now I would like to show you some example that also Norway was in. It was, like, 1961. There is, like, the poster where Batya was selling the shoes in these years. And also you can see the Norway flag there. What is also interesting, just say, because I opened this webpage, that the company was like the first company which came with the price like 3.9, like 3 crowns 90 cents or 90 something. So they starting with this advertisement like 3.99 or 3.9 in these days. And just again, because I opened this webpage now and I remember that there was something, you can know that also some famous music bands was using their shoes, and also it was in some movies, and maybe you remember this movie, The Big Lebowski. There is also one actor which is wearing the Batya shoes. And just to tell you that this company is not just Czech, it's international, but the origin is from the Czech Republic. But stop with the Batya shoe company and going to these days and speaking about other examples of some CSR in some companies you probably a little bit know more, and they are also a little bit connected to the Czech Republic. It is Škoda Auto, and I don't want to speak about their whole concept of CSR and reading this sustainability report, but I try to find some interesting actions in CSR, what they are doing according to some concrete part of triple bottom line. This action is from environmental part, and they have like the CSR action project that they are planting trees in the Czech Republic according to selling the cars. So if you buy car in the Czech Republic, the company Škoda car plant one tree according to this car. But it's happened only in the Czech Republic, and it's happened only among the cars which were sold in our land. And I can give you the number. It's like, for example, in 2014 was planted more than 60,000 trees. So it means that in 2013 was sold about 60,000 cars in the Czech Republic. But as a whole, they are selling 1 million cars in each year. So it is interesting to know the numbers. Where are the market? So they are producing the cars here, selling like 60,000 and planted 60,000 trees. But the project is only concerning about the Czech Republic. And now we can thinking, is it enough? Is it not enough? Is it interesting? Is it not interesting? It is about the discussion. I just would like to take the project, what they are doing. And according to this project, they are trying to connect like this idea from the environment, and they are trying to connect the employees, because employees are involved in this project, and they are coming with idea where the trees should be, and then they are helping with the planting the trees. So they try to connect like social part and environmental part, and promote CSR action. And this project, I don't know, maybe it's more than, it's 8 years ago, and they are writing that more than a million trees, half a million trees in the Czech Republic. So it is just this CSR action according to environmental things. Again, one CSR action, Škoda Auto, they're preparing, and finally they are preparing a program which is trying to concern about local community, because Škoda company is producing car in one city, and the city has like 60,000 inhabitants and 25,000 inhabitants working in this company. So it's again like the example of a huge company in the town. And before, there were almost no program how to support, how to cooperate with the region. And now they came with some good neighbor program to supporting concrete actions in the region. And again, they are trying to like supporting the region where they are producing the cars, and they are trying to supporting people which work in the company. So like put these things together, and they preparing several topics which they are going to support. It's interesting that they are trying to find some topic which goes with the product what they are producing, and it's a car. And it, if you are driving the car, probably you can need some better traffic education. Probably you need some better traffic safe communication, and so on. So they trying to thinking about what they are producing and put like the region and employees together, and they're preparing the program, like the grant schema for this project. And for example, if you're like working in some kindergarten, you can get the money from this fund for children in the kindergarten to learn them more about traffic actions, how they should behave in the traffic roads, and have some special programs. I don't know. It was just the example. And I put here like the amount of the money what they are using for this region. It's like more than 1.5 million Norwegian crowns, and each project is about 40,000 Norwegian crowns. And again, we should discuss, is it enough, not enough, according what they are producing, what is their profit, and so on. So it was there were some examples from Škoda Auto, and it was concrete CSR actions what they are doing according the social part, this community, and according the environmental part, according this planting of the tree. So it was the concept of automotive from a producer of cars. And now I prepare for you some examples from the company which is almost the same like the Telenor. They are selling mobile phones and providing mobile data and so on. And they are selling these services in the Czech Republic, but originally they are not from the Czech Republic, this company. But what they are doing, what is the concept of this company? They decided doing like the philanthropy, but not doing the philanthropy alone. They open like the foundation, and they are supporting this foundation, and this foundation is deciding what and how they are going to use the money. So it is also the way how the company can reach their aim to help, to not just directly to giving the money to some institutions or not governmental organization, but prepare own foundation, and this foundation can use this money from this company to different actions, and also can getting money from other, for example, companies or other people which would like to send the money to the foundation. So it's a little bit like open like the new organization which is taking care about the things for philanthropy part of CSR. And they opened this foundation in 2006, so it's more than 10 years. And this foundation is preparing some CSR, it's not CSR, it's more philanthropic actions, which has the brand Vodafone, the brand of the company. And I again put some examples of these philanthropic actions. The first one, they call it like Youth on the Move, and it's about young people. They are trying to support young people to coming with new, improve in environment where they are living, and support them with the money. It's around 30,000 Norwegian crowns in each project. So they are trying to support young people coming with new idea and reach the idea and implement in environment when they are living. And you can again see that it's almost 1 million Norwegian crown using on this type of activities. The second one, program or project, is like a laboratory. And this laboratory is about non-governmental organization and social companies. We were speaking about the concept of social companies one lecture before. It is the company which is trying to reach some social impact, and if they are making the profit, they are again using the profit in the social community. And this project laboratory is about that they support non-governmental organization and social companies to coming with some idea, and they are testing this idea. If this idea is okay, if this idea is not okay, and if this idea is okay, they are trying to reach this idea and implement in real world. So the main aim is like, again, idea, testing the idea, and if the idea is successful, they can help them to implement this idea in the real world. And again, they are trying to use what is the core of the business, and it's like mobile and mobile applications and this type of products. So they are trying to support social companies and non-governmental organizations which are coming with this type of applications which can help, for example, disabled people, or I don't know. It depends on type of idea. And there you can see there are some successful ideas which came and starting to live. And normally it's like that it came a lot of ideas, then they just choose which are very interesting, and only few percentage from them are really going to a real life and are applicable, and somebody can use them. So it is this second. Then Vodafone came with something, maybe you know this concept also, this donor SMS, the MS. And they call it like red alert, and it's like if something is happened in the global economy or global world, and also in the Czech Republic, they are preparing the project for this, sending this donor SMS and getting the money from this and sending and using in the people which they need it. And again, it's something what goes with the mobile and with the data. So they are also trying to focus their CSR actions with their product. And it's good. This is what I would like to say. If you are trying to preparing some CSR actions, you should thinking about your product and how your product and your service can help to reach some aims. There I put the example which I was speaking about this example maybe 5-6 lectures before, and it was the example about 1 year different way, and it was about people working in the business or working in some other company, and they came with the idea they would like to help in some non-governmental organization, and they are going to spend 1 year in this organization, and they are paid from this Vodafone Foundation for whole 1 year to reach the aim which they are coming with this. And also they are trying to supporting some cases which helps in social companies or non-governmental companies, and are concerning about technology and making data and making applications and so on. So the core or differences between these examples and between the Škoda auto car examples was that this company opened like special foundation, and this foundation is doing the things for the company. So they a little bit outsourcing this, and Škoda, they are more doing the things by their own way, using their people for this. So it is a little bit different way how you can reach some topic from CSR or from philanthropy. Now I would like to spend a little bit more time with the company, which probably know everybody. It's like a global company, and I know you know. It's a Nestle company. And this company is trying to promote the concept creating share value. It is one company which is trying to promote this concept very much. We were speaking about this concept creating share value again the one lecture before, and it's about the coming with some social impact and trying to reach some economic profit for the company, or trying to reduce some environmental impact in your supply chain, or trying to help the community where you reaching your main product or production. And I put here some examples again of some concrete actions according to this, and I'm going to spend a little bit time, but then I'm going to open their web page and then we can choose, because they have more than 50 or 60 concrete examples what they are trying to do and reach some aims. The first I decided to take this one. It's like the project or action which is trying to reducing sugar in Nestle Nesquik power products. And it is like the decision that Nestle decided to trying to use different type of sugar and trying to reduce the sugar in meals which goes for children. And they're starting with the products like, maybe you know this, black small pieces what children can eat, Nesquik for the breakfast or something like that. And they're trying to reduce the amount of sugar in this product, not to change the taste and the quality of the product. So it is one type of program which they're trying to reach. The next one, they are again concerning, the next program is again concerning about children. And it's about health child program, but this program is more orientated in country like Africa, and they are trying to learn mothers and families about the nutrition of child, what they should eat, what should be like the inside, how much they should eat, and so on. And trying to like make a better nutrition of this kind of market. Then I prepare like example which is calling Maggi Mummies. Do you know the product Maggi? It is like the small bouillon. And now this is very interesting to thinking about this. In world like we are living, everybody is saying we should not eat this type of food because it's not healthy and you should take like the vegetable and so on. And they are preparing the campaign or about this product in Africa, in this such of countries, a little bit different way, because they trying to put in this product more more iron or more yod in the salt to like reach the nutrition of the people living in this region, because they don't have possibility to eat so different food to reaching this stop materials, and they're trying to put this stuff in this product and trying to learn people in these countries to eat this, because they think it can help them in their life. And now it's like what you should thinking about these two type of project or way of thinking about the West world and about the other world. Because if you go a little bit in this page, and I put here this link, and open the different type of project which they have all around the world, you can find out that in West European countries or United States, they are promoting like health life, using like health products, and trying to put information on the product, like how much you should eat, some different pictures, and what is calories and what is like that. What about is the nutrition? And in the world, like Africa and this type of countries, they are trying to like reach the aim to make the people like more eat different products and trying to eat the products what they are producing. And now I'm a little bit like skeptic about this, but it's just me, and it's more about the discussion. But I'm trying to show you the examples what the companies doing. I'm not saying if it is good or bad, but I would like to show you this page. How does it look like? Because if you are really interesting about this concept, okay. So they have like one page which is about like this creating share value, which we were speaking about, and they have on one side they have like the main topic like the nutrition, rural development, water, environment, sustainability, human rights, and so on. But here this is much more interesting. It's like map, and in the map you can go and see how many concrete projects or actions they have in which type of countries. And for example, if you go to Europe, was it in Germany? I'm not sure if it was in Berlin. Yes. And you can see that, for example, in Germany, they are trying to reducing the amount of salts in some concrete product. And if you go to the, like the whole main aims what they are trying to do, they have like the first one that they are trying to reduce the sugar as a whole, and they are trying to reduce the salts as a whole. But again, it's very difficult to say, because if we thinking about the such of companies very purely, we should say you should stop selling this product because it's not healthy. But you know, it is the business, and there is like the demand, and we like the people, we would like to buy this product. So it's like the opposite way of thinking, but they are trying to, for example, reducing the salts. I don't know, maybe we can try more, because I didn't choose everything. And here you can see there is like this 168 examples of some concrete actions. And I was a little bit checking this webpage, and they are doing a lot of in this Côte d'Ivoire, because they have a lot of plants in this part of Africa. And they also have some programs that they are trying to educate women which working for these plants, because these women decided if their child will working in such a companies or such a farms, and they are thinking that if they are well educated and they are getting the money a little bit more, they decided not to send child to the world, to the work. And again, we should think, is it enough, is it not enough? It's everything like that, but it is just the example. And then I was preparing for you few videos. It's like everything is like 5 minutes about again company which you probably know is Samsung, and we can use one or two or three, I don't know. And at the end I prepare for you one one video, which is like 5 minutes, about company which you probably know, but it's completely different way. It's not like the positive video, it will be like the negative video. But the first, again, something new and nice. So what do you would like to see? Lights to Ethiopia or 1, 2, 3? Well, my daughter is starting to say ele, vele, hanfortele. I don't know what is correctly, but maybe like the second one. Just again to see how the company promote what they are doing using some advertisement. And again, we can, it's not now it's not about discussion, but we can discuss, for example, in seminars, is it okay or not? Or, and I hope it will work with this small. Okay, so this was like the example of advertisement or the story how the Samsung company is helping how they are helping like the surroundings probably where they are producing their things. I didn't check where are the plants of Samsung or something like that. And now we can like again have like the discussion, is it like enough, is it not enough, should the companies do these things or not, they should do these things, if it should be the state who should do these things or global economy or who. But you should imagine that, but maybe you should know, but you know that there are some global companies which has a strong impact in like whole world, whole society. and they probably have more impact on like the society than the nations, because they have more, much more money, they have more information, more skills and everything. And if these companies doing like anything for the community or for the world, is this sustainable for this company or is not sustainable for this company? So my opinion is that probably like the nations, maybe government, maybe United Nations, maybe this type of organization should be a little bit more strict and trying to make a little bit more pressure on these companies to do something for the world from they are taking resources or everything like that. But again, it's just my my opinion. And now I would like to show you one video which is a little bit controversial, and it goes again about one very famous company. I'm sure that you know this company. And again, it is the company which is giving us a lot of examples of doing the things well and going things good and helping. And then came some information which are completely opposite. And again, it is just the video. I didn't have a time to reach if it is real, if it is not real, but I just would like to tell you at the end that my aim of this whole course was to make you thinking a little bit maybe positive, maybe open the way for these topics, because I believe that you will be the people which can change the future. And then I show you this video, and then I would like to know your opinion. What are you thinking about like the whole course which we have, and now after that what we can like together to do which such of things. I will open this like that. Advertisement. Okay. Okay, so it was like the video. I know that some information was a little bit old, something was new, the company is doing something changing in these statements. But what I would like to say, I would like to say that each company is trying to reach the demand, and the demand going from the customers. So it is not just about the companies, what's happened, but it's also about you and me, like everybody, what we are deciding to buy and what we are deciding to use. And I think that this power from the like the normal people, like the normal consumer, can be very strong, but we need to thinking and educate not just we but our child, and it should go and it will happen. So I'm sure that things happen good, things happen very bad, and we are saying we are not able to change anything, but I think that we are able to change something. So I just would like to stop with this. I don't want to pressure you to thinking good and doing things, just doing what you want, what you're thinking is good for you. But I would like to just using 5-10 minutes for discussion. What do you thinking about this video and about what is happened according to the sustainability reports and the things? And is it really everything so bad? Or do you think that something is changing as a whole and we are a little bit moving or not? What are you thinking?
So I think, I think more and more people think about the right things, but it's going to take a long time before things are getting better.
Okay, so but you are thinking that it's going to positive way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Slowly.
Slowly, but okay. Is there any other opinion? What do you thinking? Or maybe some examples what you are shocked, or maybe it's much more easy to say something what you are don't like. And this is what I'm saying, and it goes from the consumer, because a lot of people starting to thinking, I don't want to buy this product because I know that it was producing in such. So the companies have to try to change something because they don't want to try, they don't want to lose the consumer. And especially this is happen in this part of world, but it is not happened in other part of the world. So maybe I'm a little bit thinking that as a nations, as a world globally should starting to educate people in this way of thinking also in a different part of the world, because the world is like the as a whole, and you know the China is the biggest producer of everything, and if they are not concerning about environment and social things, so we can concerning, but as a whole it helps, it doesn't help. So this is a little bit my way how to say not educate just our customers, our part of world, but trying to a little bit send this idea to this part of world. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mhm. 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 Ja, okay. Also good example for the Jajšené Duhár Hoem. Okay. Mhm. Is there any other example or feelings and would like to say something to the group? Okay. So I would like to stop with this. I would like to invite you for next week. I hope there will be the guest lecture. Today I should write again the email to the guest lecturer. Are you really sure that you would like to come? But because he said, I'm sure I would like to come, but I'm going to spend 10 days in Africa and then going back to Norway. So I'm a little bit okay. Should be he sick or not, because the different temperature, but I hope that he will come and spend a little bit time with you speaking about the CSR in Norway and Norway case, because I am not good in these cases here now. So it will be just for you. And then I would like to invite you for the last lesson with Aris and about the corruption things, because it will be probably very interesting. Thank you and see you in different lectures or parts.